Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It is Dukes and Bell. We miss talking to Mike Smith. We saw him at the Super Bowl here in Atlanta. Grabbed him. Coach, come over. Holla at us. And he did. He's doing a variety of things, including X-Tech, which we'll tell you about coming up. We're going to talk to him about the playoffs. Coach Mike Smith, first and foremost, we got to ask you about what's going on here with our Atlanta Falcons, because we know you've been through the process. And I'm just curious if you could, you know, share a quick story about when you got this job, because now we're looking for a new head coach and a new general manager.
Well, I hope you guys are doing well. It's good to hear your voice. And
you too.
We're enjoying playing golf and doing lots of fishing. Haven't watched a whole lot of football this season, but I still get some film and get a chance to watch it. And of course, this is the time of the year that changes happen. And I want to say this: you know, Coach Dan Quinn did a great job in his time there in Atlanta. And I spoke to him a couple days ago and just congratulated him. Just seeing how he was doing, because we've all been there if you're in this business, and he's got a lot to be proud of, just like we are very proud of what we accomplished there in Atlanta. It's a win business, and you got to win, and you got to win all the time. That's that's really the standard that you're looking for, and we know it when we get into it. So I can't tell you what's going on right now with the Falcons. I know that they're in the process of going through hiring both a general manager and a head coach. And, I experienced that when I was hired, because they were also hiring Thomas Dimitroff as well. So I can tell you a little bit of what happened when I was going through the process. You know, we had an interview before there was a general manager hired.
Right.
And then, After I had that first interview, they hired Thomas, and then Thomas and I had an opportunity to have a second interview, and I'm sure that that's probably the same type of sequencing it's probably going to go. And I'm sure that everybody on the Falcons organization is working hard to get the best guy in there that they think is going to give them an opportunity to be very successful.
It is Mike Smith with us, guys, the winningest Falcon coach of all time here on the WadeFord.com hotline. We always love catching up with Smitty, as Carl mentioned. And that's the thing, Coach, we said before you came on, 07, it couldn't have been any darker a time in this town for the team. And you and Thomas, 11 wins, Matt Ryan's a rookie, Thomas, now how collaborative were you on the draft? I mean, how much, we always wonder the great mystery, how much input did you have? How did that work? Because you guys knocked it out of the park with it and basically changed the entire trajectory of the organization.
Yeah, we came in a very, what I'll call a difficult, dark time for the Atlanta Falcons organization with things that were going on in terms of a coach quitting in the middle of the season. And then the situation with Mike Vick, it was a difficult time. And, you know, Thomas and I and the rest of the organization, you know, we had multiple discussions about you know, about where we were going to go when you're picking in the top, you know, at the top of the draft. And we knew that, hey, if we did it right, we weren't going to be picking at the top of the draft again. And we felt like if there was a guy that was going to be a difference maker at the quarterback position, because this is a quarterback driven league, you got to take him. And it wasn't a hard decision in terms of making the pick on taking Matt Ryan. It was a lot of smoke going out, you know, because when you're picking, you don't want others to know what you're getting ready to do. But after spending time and watching every one of Matt Ryan's throws with Thomas, you know, we watched his entire career there at Boston College. You know, we knew that he was the right kind of guy physically on the field. And then after having an opportunity to spend time with him on multiple occasions in different settings, we knew who is the right kind of guy mentally to lead our football team. And Matt's done a great job. He's going to be a Hall of Famer. I have no doubt. And, you know, Atlanta and myself are very fortunate that Thomas and the Atlanta Falcons and I decided to pick Matt Ryan with our first pick in the 2008 draft.
Falcons fans, the voice sounds familiar because it is. It's Mike Smith, former Falcons coach. We're going to talk about these playoff games. I got one more thing for you, Coach, and I'm just curious because we're going through this process again. What do you think got you the job? Every one of these situations is different. What did you say to Arthur Blank that you think got you the job?
Well, I don't know really what one thing it was. You know, every search has got so many dynamics in play, and it gets multiplied when you're talking about hiring a general manager and a head coach at the same, you know, at the same time. When you're making that move, you know, it complicates things. Right. For me at the time, I was a defensive coordinator with the Jacksonville Jaguars, and we were in the middle of a playoff run. And I'll be quite frank with you. The first time I interviewed with the Falcons, I didn't do any preparation at all because my head was down about trying to win and beat the New England Patriots. And so, you know, it was an interesting dynamic in terms of going through the process. And I had never interviewed for a head coaching job, so I wasn't really in a position to say, okay, this is what's going to happen. And I later found out they're all different. Wow. So I really don't know what it was that happened. I'm glad they did it. They gave me an opportunity, and we're very proud of what we accomplished there in Atlanta with the Falcons. You know, we all have a shelf life, and in the NFL, it seems like it's getting shorter and shorter.
That's wild, Coach. So, yeah, I guess you're just loose, right? Loosey-goosey when you went in. I guess that's one way to look at it.
Well, I don't know if it was loosey-goosey, but, you know, I probably spent 45 minutes getting my preparation down for that first interview. Now, the second interview was a little bit different because, our season was over, and, I had an opportunity to experience the first round. And when I went to the second round, we were able to, really talk deeper because we had a general manager, because Thomas Dimitroff had been hired. Once Thomas was hired, that accelerated the decision on who the next head coach was going to be. And I've told this story before. I'd never spoke to Thomas Dimitroff except maybe hello until we sat down and had our interview.
Coach, that's good news because that means it can work. And we're all wondering, where this is going to go, obviously. Appreciate you sharing all of that with us here on Dukes and Bell. I want to ask you about X-Tech before we get into these games because we've got four interesting divisional round games. Tell us about your work with X-Tech.
Well, it's kind of a passion play for me. Player safety is so important. And X-Tech is head and shoulders above all other products that are out there on the market in terms of the shoulder pads. You know, the NFL has spent millions of dollars working on player safety with helmets and with footwear, and they really haven't done a whole lot with shoulder pads. And this is cutting edge with what X-Tech is doing with the foam that they use, with the range of motion that they they allow the players to have. It's you know, it's far and above. It's the number one shoulder pad. The players in the NFL and in major colleges, there's so many that have now started to put their players in X-Tech. And we need to keep our players safe, not only at the NFL level, but in college level, high school level, and Pop Warner. You know, that's the big thing. Player safety is so important for the game to continue on. We need to make sure that we keep our players safe, and that's what X-Tech does. And I've enjoyed working with Bob and Ted, Bob Broderick and Ted Monica. You know, 8 years ago, they developed these pads, and in 8 years from starting at scratch, it's the number one pad in the NFL right now.
That's right. So get your kids on it, guys. Stay safe. Coach Mike Smith is with us here, guys, on the WaitForIt.com hotline. It's funny. Guys are hitting us up, Coach, on the text line going, say hi to Smitty for me. We love Smitty. So, again, it's funny how it changes, right? 5 or 6 years later, everybody loves the coach. Man,
Yeah. Hey, I got to tell you, Mike, we love Atlanta. We loved our time there. We love the fan base. And, again, hey, we root for the Falcons. We are very proud of what we accomplished, and we wish them the best of luck moving forward.
Coach, by the way, what's your handicap? Just curious. We got to hit him. We got to hit him soon.
It's gotten a lot better, Carl. A lot better. I can tell you that.
I got to say this though, real quick, Mike. I'm looking at my Mike Smith Glass award that I won. I think we came in second place in one of your tournaments, and I still got that thing displayed, and people come into my office and they're like, what is that? And I'm like, that's when we played well in the Mike Smith tournament.
Those were some great times. Some of the funnest times that I ever had is, getting with you, all you guys in the media and going out and having a fun day on the golf course. Very fond memories.
Man, I still got my 60-degree wedge. I still use that, Coach, from the closest to the pin. Mike Smith is with us. And that's the thing. I know you mentioned fishing. Did you ever get down to Key West? Because when you had the beard rocking at the Super Bowl, I knew you could take the Hemingway lookalike contest.
Well, I have done some fishing down in Key West. My wife and I, who Julie is my best friend, we've been able to go do some fishing trips. And we are really into rowing. Drift boats, wow. And, so we fish, and she's becoming quite an angler. If I'm not golfing, I'm usually on the river up here in the mountains.
Cool.
So life has been good, guys.
Yeah.
We're enjoying, but let's talk some ball.
Let's do it. Let's do it. Let's talk about these Bucks and Saints. Everybody talked about the impact Brady would have. Bucks at Saints. Can they beat them three times, Coach? Because that's the part. I mean, the Saints owned them during the regular season. What do you think about this game?
Well, the odds, and especially the odds say that it's hard to beat a team three times in one season. But if there's a team that, that can do it, that's when they're playing well, that's the New Orleans Saints. And, I look at the NFC a lot different than the AFC. The NFC is, to me, is more traditional. The quarterbacks that are left, you've got three guys. They're all going to be Hall of Famers, and it's going to be interesting. It's going to be interesting to see how that game plays out. I would never discount Tom Brady. I would never discount Drew Brees. I think it's going to be a game that's going to come down to who creates the most turnovers and who puts the most pressure on the quarterback. And I know that the Saints have done a very good job of putting pressure on the quarterback all through the year. And I think that could be an issue, because it was an issue when they played during the regular season both times.
How impressed are you, coaches? Mike Smith is with us, guys, if you're just tuning in, with Matt LaFleur as a younger coach. It seems to be the trend now. But the way the first year NFC championship and now an MVP season for Aaron Rodgers, do you pencil them in, Coach, to the championship?
I don't pencil them in, guys. As you know, you never know what's going to happen in the playoffs. And my experience has been good and bad. But you just don't ever know. But Matt's done a fantastic job. He's done a great job with Aaron Rodgers. You've got three guys this weekend playing on the NFC side. They're all going to the Hall of Fame. First ballot Hall of Fame players. And I don't know that you've ever had a semifinals matchups where three of the four are hot locks to go to the, you know, to go to the Hall of Fame. So you never know, because they can do anything. You know, nothing is beyond their, you know, their reaches. So it should be a great weekend for the old traditional. If you want to watch old, more traditional football, you watch the NFC, because they've got the quarterbacks that are the drop back players that, you know, they're more conventional, older type guys that are going to stay in the pocket. They're not going to, you know, they're not going to be an element in the run game, which is the opposite of what we have over on the AFC.
Well, Coach, what,
you got the young guns and studs on the AFC side.
So Mike Smith is a DC again. What are you doing to try to slow down Ravens quarterback Lamar Jackson this weekend? If you're the DC,
you're picking your poison. You've got to make sure that you're accounting for him in the run game, and that's what's evolved in the NFL. Is we don't have 32 drop back quarterbacks. You know, we've got probably 10 that are drop back, and you've got 20 that are more of the new wave guys that can throw the football, but they can also run it, and they are not just running when they're scrambling. They're designed runs, and it's hard to play 11 on 11. And when I say that, I mean, when you've got a quarterback that's a traditional pocket passer, you're really defending 10, because he's not going to take off and run. Drew's not going to take off and run. Tom's not going to take off and run. So now the numbers get equal. And then you've got the issues with the receivers, and there's three wide receivers in the game now. And you're going to have to give some resources, double team or lean to safety that way. So you're getting yourself light, and you got to pick your poison. Are you going to be light in the running game, or are you going to be light in the passing game? Because these guys, these new age guys, they can throw the football, all of them. So it's a challenge. I'm glad to defend him.
Yeah, I was going to say Patrick Mahomes. I mean, how do you defend all the weapons on the Chiefs?
Yeah, it's, you know, it just gets more and more complicated, and that's why in this season of 2020 there were more points scored than in the history of the NFL, and that's the trend, and you know, it's quarterback driven with the old guys that still can fling that ball around, and then there's the new age guys, the Baker Mayfields, the Patrick Mahomes. You just can't defend those guys. You're going to give up yards. You're going to give up points unless the ball gets turned over. And they do a good job of not turning it over.
Yeah, that's always key. Coach, we got to run. Winningest Falcon coach, guys. We're talking to Mike Smith. Again, brought to you by X-Tech. Check that out, because, again, you talk about safety, shoulder pad technology. Thanks to X-Tech. But, Coach, we appreciate you. We'll be in contact, and we hope to see you soon.
Hey, guys, it was great catching up, hearing your guys' voice. You guys, hey, have a great rest of the season.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.